So Dramatic would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land this podcast was recorded on, the Bidjigal and Gadigal people. Always was, always will be, Aboriginal land. So Dramatic Daily, your daily dose of the latest and most dramatic reality TV news. Welcome to So Dramatic Daily. I'm Megan Pistetto. Coming up today, pop the champagne because The Real Housewives of Sydney has been confirmed for season 3. Rumour has it Robert Irwin won't be returning to host I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here next year. And Love Island's Zach Nunes has claimed that Lucinda Stratford cheated on him before dropping some very spicy receipts. So much drama, so little time. Let's get into the show. Guys, it is time to raise your champagne glasses because season 3 of The Real Housewives of Sydney has just been confirmed. With no shortage of drama on and off screen, The Real Housewives of Sydney is well overdue for a catch-up with the housewives, and according to news.com.au, filming is set to kick off in the coming weeks. While Binge hasn't spilled any tea on who will be making up the third season's cast, the streaming service promised that Sydney's breathtaking skyline, million-dollar mansions and awe-inspiring harbour will again serve as the backdrop. Executive Director for Binge and Commissioner for the Foxtel Group, Alison Hubert-Burns, said in a statement, "The ladies are back. As the cameras roll and the champagne flows, we can't wait to follow the adventures of the Sydney housewives this season and get a sneak peek into their glamorous and eventful lives." Now, this comes after the Daily Telegraph claimed that OG housewife Nicole O'Neill was the only leading lady not to receive a contract for season 3. The outlet alleged that the former Miss Australia has been telling loved ones that she decided she didn't want to return. However, this may not exactly be the case. Apparently, producers were so frustrated by her behaviour during filming that they didn't invite her back. Meanwhile, it is understood that the remaining cast members have all received contracts for the new season. Insiders have claimed that Robert Irwin won't be returning to host I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here next year, despite a successful first season. So the 10th season of 10's hit Jungle competition has just ended, and fans have been clamouring for Robert, who stepped up to host alongside Julia Morris after Chris Brown jumped ship to Channel 7. However, it seems that Robert could be ditching the show to make a similar leap of his own. That is, at least according to Woman's Day. The outlet claimed that an insider said that Robert's career at 10 will only be short-lived. They explained, as Julia's sidekick, the TV natural has delivered in spades. His easy and faultless live TV skills have won over the nation. But his career at 10 will only be short-lived, and he's heading back to Channel 7. Apparently, Robert's move to another network was due to his mumager, Terry Irwin. They said, "The Irwin's very smart when it comes to negotiations, all led by his mum, Terry. She and her son see I'm a Celeb as a great one-off job to raise his mainstream TV profile, and it has." Now, none of this has been confirmed, so there is still hope that Robert will continue to host I'm a Celebrity. However, this isn't the first time that Terry has been mentioned when it comes to Robert's gig on the show. Ahead of the show wrapping up, a TV producer told Daily Mail that Terry's constant presence on the set of I'm a Celebrity was creepy and gave major Bring Your Mum to School camp vibes. I mean, you can't blame a mum for looking out for her son, right? Love Island's Zach Nunes has revealed that his former girlfriend Lucinda Stratford cheated on him before coming through with some jaw-dropping receipts. In case you missed it, after the pair fell in love on national TV last year, they publicly called it quits in February, shortly after rumours circulated that Lucinda was dumping him to appear on Love Island All Stars. However, after the internet found out that Lucinda was allegedly dating UK DJ Nathan Dorr, Zach spilled that she was texting him whilst they were dating. During the latest episode of his podcast, The Trent and Zach Show, the former Islander spilled that he found out all about Lucinda's antics when she passed him her phone during a drunken night out. He dished, "She got a text from Nathan saying, 'I hope you enjoyed the rest of your night. Talk later. Kiss.'" However, when he opened up their chat, he found out that Lucinda had been sending him heaps of messages behind his back. Zach went on to tell his co-host, Trent Woolman, that he couldn't believe it and was devastated, saying, "I'd gone to Portugal for 3 days and she'd been talking to this guy the whole time. He said, 'I'm 6'5" and she was like, 'Oh, I'm 5 foot whatever.' And he said, 'I want to take you out for dinner. It was crazy. It was a soul-destroying moment. It was a pretty bad moment in my life because I'd put all my hopes and dreams into this person. I was so swept up and it all felt so real. I had a few people warn me about her, but I didn't want to believe it. Yikes. Now, when he confronted Lucinda about the texts, Zach dished that she said she was only engaging with Nathan to better her career. He continued, her excuse was, he's a DJ, he plays at Wimbledon. It's really good for my career to have him as a contact. However, Zach pointed out that this was emotional cheating and Lucinda apparently clapped back saying she never did anything physical. However, Lucinda and her management team were allegedly begging Zach to keep quiet about this, threatening that speaking up could ruin her career, which he said put him in a really difficult position. Zach then admitted that he'd only stopped talking to Lucinda a week or two before recording his latest podcast ep, which was published on the 18th of April. He then dropped some damning receipts on TikTok in a video captioned, "For everyone saying I'm lying," before sharing screenshots of his text with Lucinda. So on the 29th of March, Lucinda sent the classic "Are you up?" text to Zach, which she followed up by saying, "I'm so depressed. Can you come here? It's urgent." Zach then shared a series of screenshots from a FaceTime call they had the day prior, and I hate to admit it, but I kind of feel bad for Zach in this situation. Now, despite her antics, Zach told So Dramatic that he wishes nothing but the best for his former partner. In a statement to us, he said, "I hope she has a good life and I don't want anything but the best for her. And I'm kind of living for this maturity." So Dramatic has also reached out to Lucinda for comment. That is the latest from So Dramatic Daily. If you would like even more piping hot tea, head straight over to our website, sodramaticonline.com, or click the links in the show notes to find us on social media. I will see you guys back here, same time, same place, next episode. Goodbye, good riddance, and good luck. Ciao for now. Kind regards. So Dramatic Daily.